You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I want to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Erica Leary on the line. She's founder of the Power Profit Formula, and she's also a marketing strategist and business consultant. Erica, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Adam. So happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
So, Erica, I'm excited to get into this power profit formula and how it's helping people. But before we do that, let's go a little bit further into your business. So tell us a little bit more about Erica Leary and what you're doing.
All right. So typically I work with service-based business owners, and I help them. I do basically an analysis of their business and help them figure out where their gaps are and where they're like not running in their strengths, basically. And I go through all of their marketing and their back end. I also dig deep into, you know, what their wants are and what their end game is. I think a lot of people don't sit around and think much about that, especially as entrepreneurs. We like get into the grind and just start going, and we stop to breathe. And what happens is they end up either, you know, the percentages of businesses that fail are huge. So they end up either in cash flow problems, or they end up working 180 hours a week and don't have time for family or friends and aren't making the amount of money that they really wanted to be making when they first got into it. So I sort of take an overall look at, you know, why they started their business, where they really want to be in 10 years or 30 years or wherever, like their end game. And then we kind of work back and get their business moving in that direction step by step.
That's awesome. And I think that's also a great transition. So let's get into this power profit formula. I mean, five different areas. I mean, give us the formula and let's start there.
All right. So this is a little bit of what I do. I have in the company, I have a system, you know, an actual program that I run through with all of them, but it's all based around five areas of their business that they can look at. And the first one, everybody already knows, but it's leads. You know, they need to master their leads. But a lot of people think that they have a problem not getting enough leads, when in fact their problem is, you know, in messaging or something else. And that leads into the second one, which is exploding conversions. So they need to have all of their foundations in place before they can get to that conversion part. And that's a very tricky area where a lot of people are missing out. You know, they're spending a ton of money on ads and not getting the returns that they want. And that's where we look at right there. And then the next one is transactions. So as a business, you know, it's easier to get repeat transactions, whether that's throughout the year or the lifetime or per transaction. So if you can get somebody, you know, for example, if you're buying a suit, you know, if they can sell you the tie and the shirt and the socks, you know, that's like increasing your transactions. Or for a flower place, maybe they can, you know, get you on a plan where you can buy your wife flowers once a month, you know, you pay up front for the year, and they can write down all different occasions and then just charge you throughout the month. So they can get you to buy your wife flowers 12 times a year as opposed to once or twice a year, that kind of thing. So it's just a lot of strategies that a lot of people probably think about and know, but don't implement in their day-to-day businesses. And then the next one is increasing their prices. That's number four. So people think that they can increase their prices, and most of the time they can if they have the rest of it situated properly and if they can get their message done correctly, maybe do a couple of bundles and show the value and what they have as in comparison to somebody else. So right there. And then the last one is two times their profits. So that's just where they really dominate the market and skyrocket their profits. And there's all sorts of areas that you can look at right there just to increase the actual profit, because that's where the problems really come in with a lot of businesses. You know, cash flow is huge in the typically small, maybe medium-sized businesses don't run into the same type of problems. So it's very customized depending on the actual business. But typically we work with service-based businesses. We try to increase their appointments, and we do it all without more spend, you know, so that they can spend what they're spending now, but make it more efficient and make it work for them.
That's awesome. And so I don't want to oversimplify this, because obviously there's so much, there's only so much we can do, right? This is a whole method, and this is a way that you're taking your clients through on a daily basis. But I do want to, I know the more clients you work, the more you take through this process, like the more that certain things tend to just arise like over and over and over again. So I know every business is going to be different. Every founder is different. I get all of that. But what are some of those common themes that like when you normally just kind of like look under the hood that you're seeing like over and over and over again? Because I want some of the people listening right now, if they have some of those things where they're like, we got all that taken care of. But then, you know, you give them a little bit of like, well, this is what I see often. And then when they do that self-reflection, they're like, oh, maybe we don't have that part taken care of. What are some of those common things that you see over and over and over again?
I would say one of the biggest is messaging. I mean, that's huge. A lot of companies don't really understand how to properly do their messaging, or they don't set it up correctly. You know, when you go to a website and it tells you, you know, these are the 3,000 things that I do right on that first page, you know, instead of creating a landing page, just focusing on maybe one thing. It doesn't mean you can't focus on the other things, but when you want to speak to your audience, you want to speak directly to that audience. And if you're talking about 10 different things that you do, you're not talking to anybody. So creating a landing page just specifically for one topic, that way you can speak directly to that audience. And it doesn't mean you can't do the rest, but that's one of the things. I think messaging is huge, and how you set it up, your whole, you know, funnel and the way you approach it, I think is a big thing. And another one that I think a lot of people miss out on a lot is the transactions. I think I've seen a lot of people that don't really necessarily think of creative ways to increase their transactions. And, you know, there are a million ways, but, you know, one of the ones, like I mentioned, was like the flower shop. Just try to think of some ways that you can make recurring, even if it's not, you know, normally it's a one-time buy. Is there some way that you can make it a recurring type transaction, or that you can add onto it? You know, what other products or services could you add that might increase that transaction price right there? But there are a lot of things like JV partnering. People don't partner with other people. So if we talk about the flower shop again, you know, who could they partner with? Well, what's one of their big sales? I would say would be some sort of a major event, like a wedding. So maybe they could partner with, you know, venues that do weddings, or they could partner with, you know, a DJ or somebody who's a jewelry store that sells engagement rings or wedding rings. Because if you could get a whole chain of, you know, people or stores or sort of businesses that are all in the same chain, then you can kind of, you know, merge them together. Now, in a chiropractor's office, for example, I don't work necessarily with flower shops. I would work more with people, service-based businesses, but like a chiropractor or an accountant's office, you know, there are a lot of people within their chain that is not direct competition with them that they could work with. And there's just a lot of creative ways to bring in more money to the business that increases your bottom line, your profit, whatever, so that it's not costing you more money to do it. And a lot of times, you know, small and medium-sized businesses, they don't have the capacity to be able to do it all, especially if you're a solopreneur, forget it. There's no way you could do it all. So you need somebody to go in and kind of map it out and then maybe even do it for you. So some of my clients, you know, I can map it out and then just guide them the whole way through. And then other clients are like, that sounds great. Do the whole thing, you know, figure it out. Because a lot of the smaller ones, they just can't do a lot of them.
For sure. No, that's a given. And then sometimes people think they can do it, but then they get into it and they're like, oh, maybe not. Maybe we should call Erica. So I love it. And I think
most of them would be doing it, I guess, if they could. If you knew what to do, you'd be doing it.
Exactly. No, I get it. So that being said, so Erica, first off, you gave some really good nuggets and tips and wisdom in this interview, and I hope the audience got a lot from it. I know I did. If somebody is listening to this and they want to learn more about working with you and your team, final question. So if somebody wants to learn more, number one, I know you mentioned service-based business. Can you be a little bit more specific? What's typically a right fit to work with you and your team, number one? Number two, what's the best way for them to reach out and to get more info?
Okay, so service-based businesses would be, you know, people who serve people, I always say, like, that take appointments. So it would be, normally, you know, I do a little bit more based on like IT, accounting, finance companies, but I also have, you know, coaches, consultants. I also work with them a little bit. And then chiropractors, dentists, doctors are all good fits for what I offer.
Fantastic. Well, Erica, it's been great having you on the show today. Like I mentioned, I'm happy to have you on. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review. Erica, let's leave that website one more time. And actually, now that I think about it, I think my notes served me correctly. Don't you have a free giveaway, too, for my audience? I mean, you're shorting us on our giveaway.
I do. Okay, so at powerprofitformula.com. You can get a free giveaway telling you all about the Power Profit Formula so you can follow a little bit of the steps yourself. And if you want to find me, just ericaleary.com. That's Erica with the C, L-E-A-R-Y, ericaleary.com. Or Facebook, Instagram, any of those, Erica Leary, or The Real Erica Leary is Instagram.
Fantastic. I almost shorted the audience on our free giveaway. I was like, wait a minute, you didn't give us our free giveaway yet. No, that's awesome. Just messing with you. But thanks again for coming on the show. And to the audience, as always, go check out that giveaway. And also, don't forget, if you're listening for the first time, definitely hit that subscribe button. We'd love to have you back and be a return repeat listener. Have a great rest of your day. And Erica, thanks again for coming on.
Thanks, Adam. It was great. I appreciate it.